Overseas now, and the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, says he's received intelligence that indicates an Iranian missile brought down a plane earlier this week, killing all 176 people on board. The Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he's also had access to that intelligence. The Ukrainian plane crashed shortly after taking off from Iran's capital, Tehran, on Wednesday. The intelligence suggests the plane wasn't deliberately targeted. The passengers and crew were from at least seven countries, including 63 people from Canada. Sarah Seggie reports.
Footage purports to show an explosion close to the Ukrainian passenger plane. A short time later, the sound of what's thought to be the plane crashing. Now, multiple governments say there is intelligence that suggests it was a missile that may have unintentionally downed the plane, with 176 people on board. None of them survived. Canada's Prime Minister is Justin Trudeau.
The news will undoubtedly come as a further shock to the families who are already grieving in the face of this unspeakable tragedy. We have intelligence from multiple sources, including our allies and our own intelligence. The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. This may well have been unintentional.
US media is quoting officials who say two missiles were fired from an Iranian air defence system, one of them causing the downing of the plane. The UK and Australia have also been privy to the intelligence. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will be helping in the aftermath of the crash however it can.
Well, I've simply offered to the Prime Minister any assistance that they need, and that's also been provided through our DFAT channels through to their counterparts in Canada, and so we will just respond to their requests. And in relation to any investigation, it's up to those authorities that are directly engaged here to set up an investigation, but of course, whether it's through the many international partners who have lost citizens in the course of this terrible tragedy, and when I speak to the Ukrainian, my counterpart there, hopefully later today, then I'll obviously be offering the same assistance and support as they want to take up.
The plane was on the way to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, and 138 of those on board were intending to go on from there to Canada. 63 of the victims were Canadian citizens. Among those who died were a husband and wife, Mojgan Danishmand and Pedra Musavi, both engineering professors from the University of Alberta, and their young daughters Daria and Darina. Other victims included a newlywed couple, a 48-year-old man who had been in Tehran visiting his sick father, and many university students. Toronto woman Zainab Asadilari died in the crash alongside her brother Mohammed. Both were in their 20s. A friend spoke to the CBC's Front Burner program.
She was full of dreams. She studied so hard to become a doctor, and as soon as she was getting her dream, she's gone.
The crash comes at a time when tensions between the US and Iran are running high. The plane came down just hours after Iran launched missile strikes on US bases in Iraq in retaliation for the US killing top Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. Reza Akbari is from the Iranian Heritage Society of Edmonton, a Canadian city where 30 victims were from. He spoke to BBC Newsnight.
This shows that when the intention can get very high to this scale, the only people who's going to be sacrificed, people who's going to be hurt, it's normal, ordinary people. Regardless of really what this happened to this airplane, just the current situation in Middle East, I would simply, it's a time that everyone needs to step back and look at what we are doing, how we're making a decision.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says a full investigation is needed.
This new information reinforces the need for a thorough investigation into this matter. Canada is working with its allies to ensure that a thorough and credible investigation is conducted to determine the causes of this fatal crash.
An Iranian government spokesman has denied a missile caused the crash. Iran's Civil Aviation Authority is leading an investigation into what happened, but says it has given officials from the Transportation Safety Board of Canada access to the crash site.
Sarah Seggie reporting.